בוקר טוב, ערב שבת שלום, חודש טוב בעזרת השם, סנדה אין מנדה, הבא עליהם, טובה ולברכה. Don't make a mistake, אלו רבוי סי, this coming שבת, איזה הפטרה, what הפטרה מחר? מחר חודש.
יהונתן.
ביום אלו יהונתן מחר חודש, people make a mistake. אבל, בסדר, just make sure, מייקי, תגיד להם מחר. טוב, now רבוי סי, we're in the תקופה of ספירת העומר, and I'm gonna play a few brain teasers on you today. Okay, so let me share with you a very interesting zach. Yeah. So first of all, I want to dedicate this year to the boys, to the bachurechim that are going back to Eretz HaKodesh this week. Yeah. So b'zat Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu shebi matzliach darkam b'chol asher yifnu yaskilu v'yatzlichu v'shev limud poreh grow in Torah yirat shamayim b'zat Hashem. And hopefully don't come back, we'll meet you there.
Amen.
תגידו אמן. לא צחוק. זה האמת, right? As we done for 3 times a day. So, we're going to miss you, בעזרת השם. It's been quite a זמן, quite a summer, not a summer, but a Pesach, yeah. בקיצור, it's a very, very interesting תשובת הרשב"א. Famous. The Rashba writes in חלק א', סימן קוף-חבב, he was asked whether or not the shliach tzibur was able to be motzi the kahal when he makes sfirat haomer with the bracha and with the sfira, which means obviously the bracha everybody knows you can be motzi with the bracha, but what about the counting itself, the words, the actual mitzvah of the counting? Yeah, hayom kach vekach, right? Today is hayom 13 yom haomer shem shavua echad v'shisha yamim. Can the shliach tzibur be motzi the kahal with the words of the Sfira as well, or only with the Bracha? Not to amen. Good. Final answer.
Spartan.
No.
Here's the question.
Can the Shliach Tzibur, we know the Shliach Tzibur can be motzi with Brachot.
Shomea Keone.
Yeah? Shomea Keone. He says Shomea Keone. You sure? Was it Pesach chips?
Yeah,
you're the worst. Anyway, we keep huh? So, yeah, finish it up and get it out of here. No, yeah. You know what's even worse than Pesach chips? The worst, hands down.
It's not cereal.
The Pesach cereal is not. It's not a chetzer. No, Pesach ketchup.
Oh.
Rabbi, they write cat soup. I mean.
Ketsu, a video, yeah.
That's a special
name. It's a pasul. Anyway, Bekitsur, what, you like it?
My father prefers it over
him. What? Anyway, Bekitsur.
At best, it's
soup. You know why? Because they take out, what do they take out? The corn syrup. The high fructose corn syrup. Because it's a kitniyot. So instead of the high fructose corn syrup, what do they load it with? Sugar. They just put more sugar to compensate for it. I'm sorry. So, Rabotai, listen carefully. אבל מה לעשות, זה טוב, זה טוב, בסדר. So now the Rashba writes, he brings a ra'aya, he says that yes, שומע כעונה does work not only by birkat ha-sfira, but by the sfira itself, which means technically, a person can be standing in the shul, not say a word, especially if he answers amen to the bracha, and biyotze the mitzvah ketikna, without saying a word. כך פוסק הרשב"א. He says, hey, wait a second. You know, there's a machloket, famous machloket, at the end of the Mishnah, last Mishnah in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, the Flamed Gimel, right? The Mishnah tells us, right, you know the famous Mishnah, between Rabban Gamliel and Rabbanan, whether or not a shliach tzibur could be motzi the tzibur by tefillah. Nachon, what are we paskin? Rabban Gamliel says, yes, he can, all year long. The Rabbanan say, no, even biyamim noraim. What is the Gemara paskin? The Gemara says, we hold like Rabban Gamliel on the Yamim Noraim, that on Yamim Noraim, the Shliach Tzibur can be Motzi the Rabbi Midei Chobah, because they don't know the Tefillah as well. And during the rest of the year, let's say a person's not in the mood to pray. I'm not in the mood. I woke up to the Shliach Tzibur on a random day. I said, do me a favor, have Kavanah for me, and I'll answer on me. Yatzah or lo yatzah? Lo yatzah. During the rest of the year, lo yatzah. Says the Rabbi, we hold like the Rabbanan the rest of the year. How come he can't over there be Motzi? The Rabbanan say, why? Because over there it's Inyan Shel Tefillah. By Tefillah, there's an Inyan that everybody has to pray for themselves. I can't pray for you. You have to ask for a Hamim for yourself.
Yeah, I can't ask for rachmanut from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for you. Why? Because I have to do it for myself, and you have to do it for yourself. What's different about Yamim Noraim? Yamim Noraim is different. The tefillah is much harder, much rarer. In those times, they didn't have sidurim. Not everybody knows it. Lachem, they said the shlech tzibur can yimitzi. But by something that's not tefillah, the halacha is, let's say, by Sfirat HaOmer, it's not tefillah. Is there any rachamim in Sfirat HaOmer? Is there rachamim? It's mitzvah. Over there, lachem, says the Rashba la'alacha ul-ma'aseh, shlech tzibur is motzi. Both bracha and sfira midim shumei ke'onim.
So on Yom Kippur, if I just tamad down, I could just listen to the shlech tzibur.
No, you know how to read.
I'm like tired from reading. I don't know. My throat hurts. Yeah. My brain hurts. Can I just listen to him read?
Technically, yes.
For some of it, at least.
Well, you can't do half in him. You gotta ask. You should ask him before you say, "Do me a favor, have kavanah that to be motzi otei dafavah." By the way, usually, if he's tamid chacham, yeah, nechon. I'll tell you another case. Even during the year, where shliach tzibur can be motzi otcha. How's that? No. By tefillah. What's the halacha? If a person, let's say, by Rosh Chodesh, he forgot Ya'alev Yavor, he messed up on his Amidah, Barachinu Barachanu, he messed up, and now he has to be Chozer. Once he prayed and he messed up and he has to repeat, then the halacha is, you're allowed to ask Shliach Tzibur to be Motzi Otcha. Why? Because I already asked for Rachamim, Nachon, I messed up, and I have to repeat the Amidah. Anytime I have to repeat the Amidah, what's the din? I can ask the Shliach Tzibur to Motzi Otcha. Zed din. Yeah? Oh, yafe. Now you're encroaching on dangerous territory. And I'll tell you why soon. Huh?
Big problem,
Baba. Now I'm going to tell you in a second why maybe it's not such a big problem. I'll tell you in a second. But you just dropped the bomb, and I'm going to come back. Okay? Now I want to tell you something else. Okay, listen carefully. Not all the poskim agree to the Rashi. First of all, the Pri Chadash. What is the Pri Chadash? Rabbi Chizkiya. How do you remember that? Hadash. Hadash. Chizkiya de Sinwa. That's how you remember. Avdin Yerushalayim. Yeah. He was most famous for Sefer Pri Chadash, and a lot of it is arguing on Maram. You know, in the beginning, his Sefer was banned.
Really?
By Gedolei Israel, banned his Sefer.
Those are the best ones.
Yeah. But afterwards, they revoked the Chirin and took it back because he spoke against Maram sometimes very harshly. A lot of the Sefer is arguing with Panaru. It was one generation after. Early 1500s. Aval, late 1500s. Mikol Makom, Pri Chadash writes, he brings the Rashba, and he says that's only b'di'avad. You can be yotzei the mitzvah b'di'avad from the Shliach Tzibur. But lechat techila, what should you do? You should count it yourself, with your own lips, with your own mouth. Aval, Maran Achida, in Siman, Tafke Tet argues on the Pri Chadash in the Sefer Machazik Bracha. It always goes together. Birke Yosef, Machazik Bracha, goes together. Machazik Bracha, he argues on the Pri Chadash, he says, lo, makitom. Tosfot, in Masechet Gitin, Dav Gimel Amud Bet, Tosfot says that we only differentiate between Lechatchila and B'di'avad with regards to Mitzvot Midrabbanan. But with regards to Dinim Mideoraita, there's no difference between Lechatchila and B'di'avad, which means that by Deoraita, if you're yotzei b'di'avad, you're also yotzei lechatchila. There's no difference in. Now remember, huh? You have a dime, but it's a tasteless. But dime. Now listen to this. Mitzvah tzvirat haomer. Where's the ikar of mitzvah tzvirat haomer? Even though nowadays we don't have bet hamikdash, so it's midrabanan. But ikar mitzvah tzvirat haomer is what? Midoraita. Yeah. Abotai, you tired or something? Don't be tired. Yeah, Shabbos. You can have shlissim. And he says like this, Bikitsur, yeah. Yesterday I told somebody Bizalashim. Somebody asked me about the Shlissel Chalom. There's a reason why I didn't speak about it this year because I'm just tired of it. I'll tell you something. If you don't eat Shlissel Chalom, you don't make Shlissel Chalom on the Shabbat after Pesach, you're still Jewish. If you don't eat herring, you're not Jewish. Is that nachon?
More important.
Yeah. Herring is definitely much more Jewish than Shlissel Chalom. That's for sure.
But if you eat herring, you're not.
Oh, yeah, Kafa?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
But that's just
if you eat herring, you're not an expert.
Okay, so, Mikol Makom, that's it. Yonatan. And you tzodik. I have my siman. Now he says like this. Bekitsur. No, he has the more Haredi kippah. And he has the more, the like my kippah. Yeah? The kippah.
I thought Sarah is more Haredi.
No,
really?
Yeah.
No, they say kippah be Sarah, that's what Sarah be kippah.
I don't remember now. I lost Chesed. Maybe you're right. No, I'm trying to. Rabotai, listen carefully. I don't like labeling people by their kippahs. It's a mishigas. It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, mind.
How do you label a person based on his kippah? Yeah? There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. We're starting Pirkei Avot this week. Makatu. Al tistaked b'chankan. Ela b'ma sheyesh bo.
Oh, wow. Yeah? Right?
Yeah. Gilel omer al tistaked b'chankan. That's Pirkei Avot. I have to start. Maran Zechonecha always used to say. You know, during Sfirat HaOmer, we learn Pirkei Avot. He says, Pirkei Avot lo kor'im. Lomdim. Yeah, especially in the Shabbatot of Yemes Sfirat HaOmer, you have to learn Pirkei Avot. Not to read. Pirkei Avot, you don't read. Tehillim, you can read. Pirkei Avot, you don't read. You learn. Sit down and learn Pirkei Avot. And he says like this. Rabotai. And therefore, the Chida argues on the Pri Chadash, and he says, no, nachum. Even the Chatechila, the Rashba meant to say that your Yotzeh, even Sfira of the Sfirat HaOmer with Shomea Ke'onev, the Shliach Tzibur. There are plenty of Rishonim that disagree with the Rashi, by the way. Rashi himself, in Masechet Menachot Tefsamachet Amud Bet, Rashi says that you have to count the Omer by yourself with your own lips. Shomea Ka'one doesn't work. Sefer Aguda, also Migdolei Poskei Rishonim, they also hold Shomea Ka'one doesn't work. You can do Shomea Ka'one for the Bracha, but for the Sfirah, these poskim hold, you got to use your own lips. Lachin, there's a sefer, Shelot Utshuvot Dvar Shmuel Abohav. He writes, where does Rashi get this from? There's a Gemara. How do we know? The Gemara says, Minayin shetzarich liot Sfirah biyad kol echad v'echad. How do we know everybody is obligated to do Sfirah Ta'omer? Shneimar, uspartim lachem mimachorat HaShabbat. What does that mean? Everybody. You see from here, that you got to count yourself. No Shomea Ke'onev. Says the Dvar Shmuel, no, what's the Rashba going to do with that Pasuk? What, the Rashba didn't know that Pasuk in the Gemara Bevadayim? So what's the answer? And he says, this is the Amen. Listen carefully. When the Torah says, Usfatin Lachim, that everybody's going to count, what does that mean? It doesn't mean that you have to count with your own lips. It just means, by the way, Rabotai, where is there another mitzvah in the Torah to count something? To count days or years or something. Oh, yafe. Says the Sefer
Tzaddikim.
Sheva Ashab Betot Shanim, Sheva Shanim, Sheva Pe'anim. You have to count the Shmitot, right? You have to count seven Shmitot. They would do that. And then what happens on the 50th year? That's the Oden. Now again, over there it says the Sefer Lecha. Who counts the Shmitot, Rabotai? The Shmitot V'Ovlot? There's a Mishnah in Masechet Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says only Bedin counts. All of Am Yisrael is patur. It's mitzvah on Bedin. Lachin, why does the Torah say "Usfartim lachin" by Sfirat HaOmer? To show you that Sfirat HaOmer is not a mitzvah only on Bedin. It's a mitzvah on all of us. But it doesn't mean that Shomea Ke'onev doesn't work. Teda, there's many other mitzvot asem deoraita that we're all obligated in, and Shomea Ke'onev works. Give me an example. Kiddush. Kiddush works. Yeah. Well, shofar is not dibur. Parashat Zachor midoraita. Yeah. How many of you actually read with your lips Parashat Zachor this year? So, gamani. Yeah. Aval ma. Most of them, most of Am Yisrael doesn't read Parashat Zachor with their lips. Ma'am osim. Shomea Ke'onev. What do you see? Even the Chatechila, by deoraita that requires kriya or dibur, Shomea Ke'onev works. And the Rashba is correct, la halacha. Therefore, la halacha ul ma'aseh. By the way, listen carefully. This is etzah tova. For all those, a lot of people, I don't want to say statistics, but a lot of people don't make it through Sfirat HaOmer with bracha. You know that. A lot of people lose it. They miss a day, that's cool. Now what they do?
They don't count.
Huh? They can't without a bracha. Aval ma, don't worry. Because according to the Rashba, when you do Shomea Ke'onev, from the Shliach Tzibur, it's as if you're doing it yourself with the bracha, and therefore, what? Don't al tirav al techad. especially Mikey, since Rova Poskim hold what? Even if you miss a day with Erev Racha, even if you miss a day Sfira, Rova Poskim hold like Rabbi Utam, not like Baal Alachot Gidurot, but anyways, you're allowed to continue Kiyamim Racha. We hold Tzatik Brachot Lakin, like Maran. But Mikol Makom, you still Yotze. Especially if you do the Bracha from the Shliach Tzibur, you mash Yotze the Choma. So that's it. David Shlomo said, a good pshat before. And he didn't know it, probably, but he's mechavin to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Baal HaTanya, in Siman Tafetet. Yeah? Me the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Mikey, me
the Alter Rebbe.
The Alter Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya. A Gaon of Shneir Zalman the Biyazi.
When was he alive?
He was in the 1700s, in the same Tkufa as the Gaon Mivilna. Late 17, early 1800s. He was the first Lubavitcher Rebbe. Admor HaZaken is called. Yeah? So?
Admor means what?
Admor means the Rebbe. Because he was the first Rebbe of Chabad. Yeah, they had seven Rebbe's, he was the first. Now listen carefully. The Admor writes in his, that's why they call it Mazeh Shulchan Aruch Harav. Because that's the Shulchan Aruch that's followed by Chaside Chabad. And he says like this. Yeah, they will follow actually Shulchan Aruch Harav over
Maran.
Over Maran, over the Ramah. They go like that. Yeah, that's their, huh? That's their Posek Acharon. That's what they go. Now, as follows. The Alter Rebbe Alav Shalom has an unbelievable point on Sfirat HaOmer Siman Tafetet, Takshiv Tov. He says, based on this opinion, which we hold like La'alacha the Rashba, that Shomea Ke'onim works with regards to both the Bracha and the Sfira of Sfirat HaOmer. What happens if you're just standing in shul, neutral, you're standing in shul, and you hear either the Shliach Tzibur or somebody else saying the Bracha and counting? Says the Baal HaTanya, you are no longer allowed to count with the bracha anymore. Huh? Oh, says the Baal HaTanya, but I didn't have kavanah to be yotzi. Says the Baal HaTanya, there's an opinion that says what? Mitzvot en tzrichot kavanah. You don't need, in order to be able to count with the bracha, he says, you know what you need to do? You need to have active kavanah, not to be yotzi, but just passive kavanah, but just passively. Not having kavanah to be yotze, he said you'd still be in the realm of mitzvot and tzrichot kavanah. And with regards to bracha, we would go safek brachot la'akil, and you lose your bracha for that, not your toast. Chidush atzum, atzum me'od. You know the Baal HaTanya says it. He says here the shliach tzibur, which means according to him, either you walk into Sfirat HaOmer with earmuffs, yeah, with the soundproof, zeh. So you don't, mazeh?
Both.
Yeah, the headphones, so you don't hear anybody else, and you only hear yourself. Or you have specific kavanah, we'll call it anti-kavanah, ma-kavanah.
Not to be
yotzeh. Aval bli kacha, he says you lose your bracha, Allah. Rega shnia. Yafe? Svara yafa? Yeah? Od pam, what's this? What's the cheshbon? David Shlomo, say the cheshbon of what the Baal HaTanya said. Moment.
Since
give me a situation. What's the situation he's talking about?
You're just standing in after our greet and they say this is a bracha and they count someone.
If you're Shliach Tzibur, you're lucky. Why? You're the first one to say it though. But if you're anybody but Shliach Tzibur, why? Go ahead.
Because the Shliach Tzibur is saying that if you're Yotze with this counting, then you can't count after the bracha.
What are my options? What about the fact that I didn't have specific kavanah to be yotze? There's an opinion that says mitzvot and tzichot kavanah. Yeah. Why? How do you remember that? Mitzvot tzichot kavanah. Samach dalet. How do you remember? When you have kavanah in your mitzvot, you have si'ata
d'ishmaya. Oh, that's good.
Kavanah b'mitzvot shelchal si'ata d'ishmaya. Now, it says like this. Shakti school. Now, that's the way I remember it. Now, Rabotai, listen carefully. If that's the case, Be'emet, according to the Baal HaTanya, a large contingent of Am Yisrael, look in shuls. How many people in shul do you think have specific negative kavanah not to be yotzei? And yet, right after the Shliach Tzibur is done, what do? Sefik Bracha Levatala, no? Baya? Comes Manan Zichron Bracha Chazon Ovadia to the rescue to save Am Yisrael. According to the Baal HaTanya, Be'emet Yesh Ba'aya Gdola. But according to the Chazon Ovadia, he says, no. He compares it. Very interesting. There's a
Rabbeinu Yonah in the third Pirik of Masechet Berachot. He says, many keilot, very interesting, but Yosef brings it down too. What happens now? People after Arvit, every bit of Knesset has Havdalah. Mitzvah, Takanat Chachamim, to do Havdalah in Bet HaKnesset. Even if there's nobody who needs to be Yotzei, you make Havdalah in Bet HaKnesset. You know that. Kiddush, we don't do that anymore. Because you need Kiddush Mekom Seuda. But Havdalah, Osin. Especially since many people don't have an idea to do it. You motzi tos. Now, here's the story. You have the Kahal sitting down for Havdalah. Okay? And then they go home and do Havdalah for their families. Maybe they shouldn't be able to do Havdalah because they're already Yotzei with Havdalah. What are you going to tell me? But they didn't have Kavanah to be Yotzei. They just sat there. But what about mitzvot and tzichot Kavanah? How do they go? And let's say, if they have other family members at home, so they're doing to be Motzi them. But let's say he doesn't. Let's say he's making Havdalah for himself at home. Maybe.
But he had Kavanah to do it at a different time.
Oh. That's Rabbeinu Yonah's answer. Eliyahu, Aaron, Omer, Dibra Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says himself in Brachot, Nachon, Eliyahu Aaron,
and Moshe.
Moshe. Says like this. Yeah.
Hakir Mani.
What is it?
Hakir Mani.
Lo zeklum. A Yehudi. Nachon. Even Mordechai Yehudi. In the Megillah, I didn't call himself Mordechai Parsi. Say Mordechai, a Yehudi ketuv zeh. Yeah. Shamata? He didn't know Zeh. He was from Shushan. He didn't say, oh, Mordechai, Zeh.
Shushani.
Shushani or the Hamidani.
I don't say Shemini, though.
Shevet Shem. Okay. Shevet.
Levim.
Oh, that's fine. I told you, I don't like to celebrate Galut. Bon?
Not at all.
Because it's good to be a proud Jew. What are you going to say? Mashari, Moroccan, it's celebrations of Galut. Celebrate being a Yid. I'll tell you a beautiful, beautiful verse from the Klausenberger Rebbe. I love Shalom. I saw it again yesterday. It's famous verse.
How long? What's
the
name? Hagoyin
Rav Yekusiel Yehuda Halberstam. He was the Klausenberger Rebbe. So he was a Rav in Klausenberg in Sons of Rebbe in Europe. And he was taken to Auschwitz. His wife and 10 children were killed, were murdered in the Holocaust. And he was like the Rav of Auschwitz. And he kept on giving them. He said, after the Holocaust, yesterday was Yom HaShoah. I'll say a nice word. They asked him, what can you tell us about the Shoah? What can you tell us about the Holocaust? And he lived through it. And he says, you know, there's one thing that I miss about the Holocaust. You miss about the Holocaust? What does that mean? So he says, you know, over there in the Holocaust, they used to take off some death marches. Death marches were, they used to march together until they collapsed and died and froze to death. Death marches. Yeah? Nazis. So he says, when we were on the death marches, you couldn't tell the difference between, you know, Litvaks and Hasidish and Polish and Haredim and Filonim, because he says we all look the same. We're all shaved. The beards were shaved. Nobody had a kippah. He says nobody had anything. All marching there naked. He says, Avalma, there's only one thing on our minds at that moment. What? Holding each other tight to help warm a fellow youth. He says, that's what I miss about the Holocaust. The only thing on our mind was not how each other looked, but just trying to warm each other. Geona Geonimaya. Sadiq Yisod Olam, Mamash, Klausenberger Rebbe. He rebuilt, he came to Eretz Yisrael. He got remarried. He had more children. He built, you know, the whole tons in Netanya, Laniado Hospital. That's all the, right. He built everything up from scratch. He's a good friend of Manan Zekonon Lebracha. Ba'al Azibri Atzi. Zechet Sadiq Vekadosh Lebracha. Yeah, he says, Nachon Michael, the Halig of Klausenberg, Rebbe Alav Shalom. He was Mekim Chasidut Tzan.
When did he pass away along
them? About 50 years ago. Beira.
Wow.
Geona Geonim. His son now is the Rebbe and sons in Netanya. You know Kiryat Sam? Ever been to Netanya? Rabotai. So Maran Zechon Bracha says, based on this Rebbe Yonah, who says that since in your Kavanah you're thinking, I'm going to do Havdalah when I get home, that Kavanah of I'll do Havdalah when I get home serves as what? It serves as negative kavanah. It serves as kavanah not to be yotzei.
Amen.
There's another idea.
What?
According to Yalkut Yosef, and I was reading this yesterday, actually, that's why you actively should say Baruch Baruch Shemo and also not partake in Besamim and Esh.
Listen to this. I'll tell you another Zach. There's a run at the end of Rosh Hashanah, and the Bet Yosef quotes him in Siman Vav. The run writes... In Siman Memvav. Bet Yosef brings Siman Memvav. There's a minhag that the Shulchan Aruch brings down. A lot of Ashkenazim do. You don't see it a lot by Sfaradim because anyway, Sfaradim, minhagin, where do we do Birkot HaShachar? Bye-bye. Minhag HaSfaradim, Lefi Ari HaKadosh, you do Birkot HaShachar right after you do Netilat Yadayim at home. Ashkenazim do Birkot HaShachar in Bet HaKnesset. Chilukim minhagin. Sometimes you see by Ashkenazim, the Chazan says Birkot HaShachar, and then what? Everybody answers Amen. And then what? You go on to the next guy. He says his Birkot HaShachar, everybody ends. They have like a cycle, Birkot HaShachar cycle, until they go through everybody to Bimar Bimaminim. Says the Bet Yosef, B'Shem Aram. Is that an acceptable minhag? Hare, after you heard him, and you didn't have a specific kavanah to answer to Biyotze, not to Biyotze, how can you go and say the Berachot afterwards yourself? Says the Ran, the same idea. Since in your head, you want to make the Berachot yourself, what does that create? Creates negative kavanah to be not to be yotzei. Lachin says the Chazon over there over here also. It's definitely preferable, like Michael said before, the first time or whenever you become aware of this halacha during Sfirat HaOmen, to say, I am exclaiming that I have specific kavanah not to be yotzei with either or. You say, think it, I have specific kavanah not to be yotzei with anybody's bracha or Sfira until I do so myself. One time during Sfirat HaOmer,
so my question is, how come I asked that last year also? Why can't they say forever? I have Kavanah now that I will never want to be Yotzeh unless I need to.
Forever, you could, not just this year. You could technically. You could. Now, the same thing, but Be'emet, for all those people who don't do that, No. Limud Zechut. What's the Limud Zechut? Limud Zechut is that you have this Shitav de Rishonim, Rabbi Yonah, Ran, Bet Yosef, they all bring down la'alacha that since in your mind, I want to make my own bracha, I want to do my own sfirah. And therefore what? That's considered negative kavanah against the Shliach Tzibur, and therefore I'm not considered to be Yotzeh, even if I don't have specific kavanah, mamash lo kacha.
Rebbe Alter, we're not a Yiddish.
Alter Rebbe.
Alter Rebbe, we're not a
Yiddish. Didn't say that.
She's pasha, fine. But...
Maybe not. I'll tell you another story.
Use the same logic as the run to counter, meaning that's what the Rav Adir lies on.
Yeah. So it's better in reverence of the Ba'al HaTanya. But even if you weren't matneh, b'di'avad, which is Rav Kechol Am Yisrael, I'll take it b'racha l'batana. It's not b'racha l'batana.
Does the Rav know what the Hasidim that they hold? The Chabadniks?
Probably like what they do? They probably make some sort of Tanai before. Yeah. In Stama. Stama.
Oh. Huh? There's also...
No, to make a specific tanai, says the Vadai works. The shaila is the logic that the Chazon of Vadia dictates works. Is
what about the second question about Omer? Lakdim et habracha earliest time before Arvit to pray Arvit later and then Omer. What's the Rav Avadia Shita? I know some of forget Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Tzion. Meaning, do you pray?
What was the shaila?
Should you say Omer right at Tzedek Pavim, even if you didn't pray Arvid yet?
Yeah.
Or delay till after Arvid, which could be later and
no,
night.
So delay. Tadir.
Tadir?
Yeah. Tadir first do Tfilat Arvid. Whenever, you know, if you can do Tfilat Arvid, Bazman, and then do it afterwards. Yeah, that's what Maran Zichron Rebbe used to do. He used to pray Arvid.
Earlier? No. Or, oh, you used to pray Arvid later. You did it
during Sfirat HaOmer.
You know? He would
have a shiur in Pirkei Avot for about 20 minutes, half hour or so.
Between
Minchan and Arvid, in order to delay for them to get to Tzedek Chavim, and then they would pray Arvit and do usually they would have Minchav Arvit by Maran back to back.
Oh, he would pray Minchav back every day?
No, he would pray early Minchav. But anyways, they would have a Minchav Arvit back to back and he would come down to Arvit. But during Sfirat HaOmer, he would pray later Minchav, and then he would give a shiur, and then by the time the shiur was over, it would be Tzedek Chavim, Arvit, and then Sfirat HaOmer.
Isn't that very big Yavad?
There was.
That
Mincha before Shkia?
That's the ideal.
What?
He doesn't pray
before
Shkia.
No. Shkia
was to get through that.
He gave a small shiur after Mincha.
No. During the whole year. He prayed Mincha
during the rest of the year, he prayed Mincha Ketana. During Sfirat HaOmer, he prayed Mincha Ketana right before Shkia. Then Shkia came, he gave a shiur until it's Zman Shel Tzedek Kohavim, and then they prayed Arvit.
20-minute shiur.
All right. It's not...
Beautiful shooting. They're all recorded. Beautiful shooting.
Where are they? Is that what Mephis said? What is?
Huh? Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
But isn't Sefirat HaOmer different than other mitzvot that there's no like ideal time to say it earlier, and it's maybe even preferable to say it later, no?
No, it's why?
Tosfot. Why? No, you as demin. You want to do it as early as possible. Tosfot. Mike is right.
Tosfot
temimot to start at the beginning. At the beginning of the Kavim. Yeah. Yes, bezim inyan. But tadir is better than temimot.
Yeah.
Now, Rabotai, I want to tell you another story. My mother asked me to tell the sipur about Yom HaShoah, which was yesterday. I'll tell you, the history of Yom HaShoah is a little bit cloudy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that. We wrote about it in Halacha Yomit. The founders of the State of Israel, you know, the State of Israel was founded immediately after the Holocaust, you know, 3 years later. 1948. So the... Most of the leaders of the State of Israel at the time, the politicians were Ashkenazi, you know, Ben Gurion and all these guys, Weizmann, they're all Ashkenazi. So they wanted to make a national day of mourning or commemoration for the Shoah, and they decided on this day of a week after Pesach, Kavzayim ben Nisan, Zach ben Nisan, and the Rabbanim Arashim. And the poskim of the time were very unhappy about that idea because they said Chodesh Nisan is a Chodesh of Simcha, right? There's no Tachanun, no Espedim, the entire month. So why now? They said, let's make it, and by the way, they still have it, Yom HaKadish HaKlali, the general day of Kaddish for everybody. When did they make it? Asara B'Tevet. Asara B'Tevet shtims. Why? But the leaders... The you know, prime minister and the president and the cabinet they didn't accept it. They didn't accept the Rabbanim's, you know, psak, and they made Yom HaShoah anyway. So it's not the again. Maybe it's not in retrospect. It wouldn't have been the best thing to do it. Why couldn't they made Yom HaShoah during 3 weeks? No. Why couldn't they made Yom HaShoah on Tisha B'Av?
Because that was the Warsaw Ghetto.
That was the day of the Warsaw Ghetto uprising.
Symbolize that we were strong.
The Rabbanim felt that Chodesh Nisan was not an appropriate time to do it, but it is what it is. They did it. But everybody has to remember, you know, that's our counteraction of the Holocaust and all of the atrocities that were committed there is by spreading Orah, Zot Torah, Mitzvot, Ma'asim Tovim. Right? They wanted to kill us. We have more children, more Yiddish kingdom to bring into the world. They wanted to decimate Yahadut and Torah. We bring more. That's what it is. So I had my grandparents were Holocaust survivors. They're actually in a Ukrainian concentration camp. Now the world's attention is on Ukraine. Yeah, big miskinning. You should know about 80 years ago during the Holocaust, probably the biggest Nazi enablers in the whole Europe were the Ukrainians. You know that. Sonei Israel, forget about it. My grandparents were, you should know, right? They're not big tzaddikim, don't they? Right. So one time my grandmother was on one of these, I don't know if it was a march or whatever, but they were in a some sort of a march in the camps, and she had two aunts. And what happened was, it was freezing, they didn't have coats, they didn't have nothing. Snowy, freezing, you know, European winters, Ukrainian winters is terrible. So at night, they stopped to go to sleep, but they had no coats and it was freezing. So what happened? My grandmother's two aunts, they put her in between them. My grandmother was a younger girl at the time. Her aunts were older. So they put her in between them and then they huddled. They kind of squished her between them so that they would be able to warm her with their body heat instead of a coat or a blanket. In the morning, she woke up. They were both dead. Both of her aunts that, you know, squished her in order to warm her, they both died of freezing during the night. And that's how she woke up and she was, Baruch Hashem, she was saved from the Nazis. She named my mother, one of the aunts was named Rachel, Rachel, and one of the aunts was named Fagan. So they named my mother, Rachel Fagan. My daughter's name is named that also. You see, they were, you know, like I told you before about the Klesenberg, that's what Yidden did. You know, when you're in distress, sometimes, unfortunately, we have our differences of opinion and we fight and whatever. But when Am Yisrael is b'tzara, that's when the true colors come in. Maze, what's the what does a yid want to do when he's b'tzara? Just to save another yid, just to help another one.
That's
the
last day,
huh?
The day before they were liberated, they died.
No, sometime during the war. I don't remember exactly. But the Kleisenberger Rebbe's words. Ish, kodesh, kodesh, kodashim. Maze. Over there, there are no kippahs. No kippah with no without, no beards, no long, no peot kacha. Everybody was shaved, nobody had clothes. Aval ma, everybody was there for each other. He says, that's what I missed about the Holocaust. And he would know. Rabbi said, let's take that for a second. So, I'm going to say a verse in the parsha now. It's a geshmak of orat. It's not tzchok.
It's like war.